It's time to get away. And it's time to get away with Dre. Dre here once again to talk about travel on a Tuesday so you can get away for the weekend, hopefully inspire some outdoor adventures. Get Away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, allowing you to explore abundant biodiversity, rich culture, breathtaking landscape, and diverse attractions. Spring is in the air. Perfect time to get outdoors and explore the world. And Dre joins us.
Hello.
Once again. You are the very vision of spring, Dre.
I also bring hay fever, so that's one thing as well.
Yeah, we wanted to get some hay fever scientists on here, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It would have been great, especially with this segment, because I want us to go sniff some flowers.
Get some pollen in here.
But you know, flowers and spring are synonymous. They go together. You know when you were a kid and they asked you, go draw spring, did you draw flowers?
I was a pretty solitary kid.
You did like a Picasso, didn't
you? Look,
I
don't want to talk about the fact that I never went to school.
Okay, fair enough. Well, maybe you would draw flowers.
If I had a good
Everyone school, would think flowers. Spring is flowers, and actually smelling flowers does a lot of good to your body.
No way. I do love the scent of spring.
Isn't it? Well, anyway, it lowers cortisol levels. It also reduces blood pressure. It promotes restful sleep. That's why everyone does chamomile.
I need a bit of that. I need a bit of restful sleep.
We all need sleep. They can actually naturally improve your mood as well, stimulate the brain, releases some happy hormones as well, so that dopamine, serotonin and oxytocin, and all of this reduces stress.
And you've some travel destinations that align with this.
Yes.
We're going to go firstly to wildflower country in Western Australia.
Western Australia doesn't just put on the largest show of wildflowers, it also puts on the largest show of wildflowers on Earth.
Really?
On Earth. So there's more than 12,000 species. Some are completely unique. Can't be seen anywhere else on the planet but in WA. How amazing is that?
That's awesome.
So wildflower country, it's massive. So it starts from the north of Perth. It runs all the way up north to Exmouth along the northwest coast. And it consists of 9 local government areas. So it's the most colourful road trip you'll ever see if you're going to do a road trip through wildflower country. There's many of wildflower trails you can do. Some you can drive, some you can walk through. I'll put that up on the website as well. But where I think you should go, you should head to Lazure National Park. So that's nearly 3 hours north of Perth, and it has wildflowers that can be found nowhere else on the planet, just there.
Yeah.
And WA even have their own app for wildflowers that you can download. It's kind of like the Pokedex, but for wildflowers. So this is the wildflower tracking app.
Flowers. Oh, yep. Okay, that's cool.
But you can't catch them. You cannot catch them all, because did you know that picking flowers is illegal in wildflower country?
I found that out the hard way.
Yeah. Fines of up to $2,000 if you pick a flower.
Yeah. Well,
leave them on the ground, guys. Not worth it.
Bribes of up to $1,500 if you know how to save a bit of money here and there. The Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers is on in Queensland.
Yes, so this starts on the 12th of September. The event is over 4 flower-filled weekends. That's their quote. I love that. So this one, we went from wildflowers. Now this is more of a curated one. So every year a team of gardeners plant over 150,000 seedlings and bulbs. That's a mad job, mind you.
Yeah.
So by springtime, the city just bursts into colour and you can find these nice, stunning, expertly curated floral designs throughout the city. But there's certain showcases. It's Queen's Park Botanic Gardens. You'll find really nice showcases there. Laurel Bank Park, Springbuff Railway Station, and the Picnic Point Lookout as well. But they've also got a lawn power, floral parade that happens twice, a paw parade as well, because dogs are included, a festival, which is kind of cool because they're all about food, and twilight tours that you could do at night.
Of course, there's a dog element. Good on you for including that as part of it.
All right. Queensland.
On your, and we're going to also go to the Tessala Tulip Festival in Victoria.
That's right. So you'll find over a million tulips in a town of Sylvan, which is in Victoria's Yarra Ranges.
Yeah.
And it happens from the 13th of September up until the 12th of October. And the Tessala Tulip Festival turns 70 this year, so you can expect it to be even bigger than usual. Kids under 16 are free if you want to head there. On-leash dogs are also allowed, but they also have themed celebrations over different weekends of the festival. You've got a Turkish one, a Dutch, an Irish. You've got two weekends just for kids, a jazz weekend and a rock and roll weekend. And the whole idea is you're meant to dress up for it and then have like sick photos with all these tulips.
Yeah, I don't know what sort of flowers jazz people are growing. Kangaroo Valley in New South Wales, the Three Views track.
Okay, so this one closer to us. It's a nice walk. So at Moreton National Park, in springtime, it's one of the most beautiful trails in Kangaroo Valley. So we did this around wintertime, so we didn't get to see all the spring flowers. Yep. But that's not even just the trail. They've even got, as the name suggests, three views at the end of each section. And it's just such beautiful views. All up, it's about 13 kilometres, a return walk, because each walk is about 4 or 5 kilometres each. But if you only have time for one, the Lake Yarrungal view is the nicest one, because you've got a view of Lake Yarrungal. But it's mostly flat. It's quite easy. We saw someone with a pram there, so definitely doable. But at the end of each track, it's a very rocky section, and you've just got these cliffs. You're on top of these cliffs with these views, so there's no fence.
Oh my God, it's wild,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you're a pretty wild dude.
But it's beautiful, and you should totally take photos there, but just be careful at the end, so watch out for your kids.
It's wild and Instagrammable, mostly fat definitely. And easy, making it ideal for all fitness levels and ages. That's really awesome, and you'll put all the details for the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers and the Tesla Tulip Festival and the Three Views Track in Kangaroo Valley up on the 2SCR website.
And some nice pickies as well, so you can have a look at the wildflowers, and it's like as when you look at the photo, it's like you can smell them.
Oh, great. This is what I'm talking about. Spring has sprung, and I'm so happy you're here to join us to talk about
it, Dre. Thank you.